sunshine. Sunshine. Everybody loves the sunshine. Sunshine. Folks get down in the sunshine.
I see so many fairy tale loves go bad. I heard so many say they'll never love again. I walked away and I never turned back. It's not the first time, it won't be the last. Two new protects, but I never get the time we spent. I must confess, I ain't never loved a girl like this. It's worth a try. You in denial. This was a vibe. You in denial. No, you consider the way you smile. I got a bitch that wants me cooped up in the house. It's for my loyalist women who still around. Freaking me out. I'm shutting down. Ice on your body just to see you clearly. Will you marry me? Marry me. Oops, I mean to marry me. Tip the lamb ain't trying to be seen. Close all the windows. She say I make her wanna scream. I left my old for a new chick. I left the old crib, got some new whips. I put Bottega on the French tips. So call me anything except you. I see so many fairy tale loves go bad. I heard so many say they'll never love again. I walked away and I never turned back. It's not the first time, it won't be the last. Two new protects, but I never get the time we spent. I must confess, I ain't never loved a girl like this. It's worth a try. You in denial. This was a vibe. You in denial.
Put my pride aside and put some ice on her hand. Spent some time apart, but now we rocking again. I know the streets mad, see us in that G-Way. Put her in that Hermes or Fendi if she want that. Sometimes I wanna leave my shorty, but I can't stand to think of her being with another man. Falling out of love is like trying to quit a drug cold turkey. Call the doctor up, I need open heart surgery. I cut the games off and got focused. I left my old life and got some blue chips. I reevaluated all my friendships. So call me anything except clueless.
I see so many fairy tale loves go bad. I heard so many say they'll never love again. I walked away and I never turned back. It's not the first time, it won't be the last. Two new protects, but I never get the time we spent. I must confess, I ain't never loved a girl like this. It's worth a try. You in denial. This was a vibe. You in denial.
Welcome to Clubhouse Radio, live from the Cascade Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM WGXC, broadcasting Acre, Cascade, and Hudson. That song was Denial by Ray Schremer. Stay tuned for great music and discussion. We'll kick off our show after the local news and weather.
I'm Tom Rowe in Acre with the WGXC Daily News for Friday, July 8th. Go to the WGXC newsroom, wgxc.org, for more information about any of these stories. Lawrence Danforth reports for the Times Union that the Columbia County Health Department has announced that three of the county's COVID-19 patients died between July 1st and July 5th. They are the first deaths in the county linked to the virus in about a month. Columbia County Public Health Director Jack Mabb said that two of the patients were nursing home residents. He added that COVID-19 infection levels have been stable and are not an immediate concern, despite the recent deaths. As of July 6th, there were 12 COVID-19 patients hospitalized in Columbia County, with one in the intensive care unit. Hospitalizations are statewide at levels higher than the past two pandemic summers. However, it is difficult to immediately determine death trends, as the state often releases the numbers in batches, such as after the end of weekends. For example, on July 6th, the state announced there were 56 COVID-19-linked deaths between July 2nd and July 5th. Quote, much like our other 149 deaths, the vast majority were elderly, unquote, Mab said about the county residents who contracted coronavirus and died since 2020. He did say health officials are watching the spread of the new BA5 Omicron subvariant closely as summer continues. Quote, what I'm hearing is it's more contagious and maybe more virulent in terms of how potent it is, unquote, Mab said. Quote, it's going to be interesting to watch in the fall when we get back indoors and kids get back in school, unquote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Melanie Lukosevic reports for Capital Region Independent Media that officials in the town of Queemans are looking at implementing Code Red, a mass communication notification system that would send alerts to the town's residents. Troy Harper, director of government strategy for OnSolve, presented the program to the town council at its June 23rd meeting. Code Red is a tool that allows government agencies to manage their communications, sending out alerts for everything from public safety emergencies to local concert events, depending on what the resident has registered for. OnSolve has more than 10,000 client communities in all 50 states and territories in the U.S., and it is the company that sends out Amber Alerts when children are reported missing, Harper said. Other communities that use Code Red systems include Saugerties and the village of Cooksackie, among others. The cost to the town would be roughly $4,000 a year, Town Supervisor George McHugh said. The company does not sell the contact information and data it collects, Harper said. The system was first brought to McHugh's attention by the town's emergency management director, Bill Bruno. McHugh said it was a good way to reach more residents than through Facebook or other social media. Messages can go to either cell phones or landlines, and with a landline, a computerized voice would read the message to the recipient, Harper said. The town board has yet to make a decision on whether to implement Code Red or not. Read more about this story at theupstater.com. And William J. Kemble reports for the Daily Freeman that former Hudson School Administrator Stephen Spicer has been elected president of the Kingston School Board. Spicer was chosen over serving President James Shaughnessy on July 6th in a 7-2 vote. Shaughnessy has been a member of the board since 2006 and has served five non-consecutive years as president. Spicer served as the board's vice president for the past 2 years. He was unsuccessful in his bid for president last year. Spicer was first appointed to fill a board vacancy in February 2019, and 3 months later he won a full term. He was then reelected to a second full term in May. Spicer said the district needs to remedy the adverse effects of remote learning during the pandemic. Quote, our leading goal is serving the superintendent and his staff, the principals and the teacher toward closing the COVID learning gap, unquote, he said. Spicer said the major challenge lies mostly at the elementary and middle school level, adding that the high school graduation rate did increase in some demographic areas despite difficulties during the past 2 years. Spicer retired from the Hudson District in 2018 after 14 years of service. His job as principal of John L. Edwards Primary School was eliminated after that building was closed. Before serving in that role, he spent 7 years as the principal of Hudson High School from 2004 until 2011. Spicer has been a resident of Ulster County for more than 30 years. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. And read more about any of these stories in the WGXC newsroom, wgxc.org.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, July 8th. Early morning temperatures range from 61 degrees in Medusa to 68 in Claremont. Soil is coming in at a comfortable 66 degrees. A calm day is in store with a hot afternoon. A high of 86 is expected at 4 p.m. Most of the afternoon will be lingering in the 80s. Overnight, temperatures fall to a cool but damp 63 degrees. Saturday will be sunny with a high of 82 with some relatively steady but gentle north winds. 55 degrees overnight takes us into a warm and sunny Sunday with a high of 80 degrees. Monday, still dry with a high of 88. Garden hoses will be active this weekend. Pollen levels for today will be medium, with not much change happening over the weekend. Today's tide schedule is low tide at 5:03 a.m., then high tide at 10:02 a.m. Low tide again at 5:09 p.m. and high tide once again at 10:53 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 75 degrees. Now, that is for Friday. If you're listening to the repeat broadcast on Saturday or Sunday, here are the times for when the sandbar surfaces near the Rip Van Winkle Bridge. Now, these encompass low tide, but this range is when the soil, not just the vegetation you see on the island, pops up, when you can actually walk there. And when these times are active, that also means you got a good quarter to three-fourths of a mile of sand just 2 feet below the surface out in each direction from that island. So, if you're in a fast-moving watercraft, stick to the channel. Anywho, those times for when that soil will be present and available is on Saturday, 4:15 a.m. to 7:15 a.m. And then it happens again at 4 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Current that day will be average. On Sunday, the sandbar will appear from 5:30 a.m. to 8:20 a.m. And then it reappears again at 5 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. And on Sunday, the current will be stronger. Looking way up, we see a mid-latitude coronal hole is releasing plasma, due to arrive early next week. Solar wind speed is currently 418 kilometers per second at a chunky 15.2 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are due to a crack in our planetary magnetic field, currently worse than terrible. Frequencies between around 8 and 15 megahertz are actually closed at the time of this recording. Overnight, it should improve a bit, but do not get your hopes up. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 5, storm level, again, due to that crack in the magnetic field. The current sunspot number is 88. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate. Get out there and enjoy the weekend, everybody.
Yo, what's up?
Oh my god.
Damn.
That was the most funniest, like...
What would you do for a nickel?
I'll give you a nickel if you tickle my pickle.
Yeah. All right. So, how y'all day going?
My day is going great. How about you?
New York City.
Dude, I was just laughing so hard I had to walk out of the room.
I don't know. My day going good though, Femi. You know.
Do you like pickles?
Nah.
Do you like gum?
Nah.
Pickle gum?
Nah.
Pickle tongue?
Nah.
Pickle kid?
Nah.
Pickle hug?
Nah.
Pickle lid?
Nah.
Dill pickle lid?
Nah.
Pokemon?
Nah.
Pickle hug?
Nah.
What would you do for a quarter?
None. Anyway.
My brain is already fried. Listening to that, I think I lost some brain cells.
So honestly, what's y'all opinion on outer space?
On what?
Outer space.
Oh, outer space. When I was younger, I wanted to go to outer space.
I think outer space is cool because aliens could exist.
I also think outer space is scary.
If we found aliens, would that like kind of disprove God in a way?
No, because that means.
That's a weird question. Aliens would be scary.
I mean, no, because if you think, I feel like it wouldn't, because you know how people believe in different gods.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like aliens would tell us the truth.
They would just be like,
just break reality and be like, you think your God is real?
I feel like if aliens came down and, like, somehow proved God was real, a lot of people would just start rioting.
What do you mean by that?
I feel like a lot of people would just,
oh,
like...
Oh, rioting. Like, rioting. Oh. Like, I heard a rioting.
No, like, rioting and just, like, start, like... Because, like, a lot of people, religion helps
find
their meaning, and that's super awesome, right? That's super cool, but, like, if an alien came down and said...
What would you do if an alien just started flying in front of you and was like, I'll take you a pickle for a wrinkle?
Well,
what's up with you and tickling and pickles, though? Like,
I'd ask him what a wrinkle was. That could be, like, some alien currency. I could be rich for that.
You're alien, aren't you?
He's getting to the next song.
No, wait. I didn't see how I feel.
Oh, my apologies.
You know, I feel like outer space has a lot of different meanings, you know what I'm saying? You got the constellations.
Yeah.
What's your favorite constellation?
The Big Dipper.
That's what's up. That's the
Big
right
Dipper.
Mm-hmm.
No, buddy, it's a little dipper out here.
Why?
I don't know, because it's a little dipper. Dipper points. Gravity falls.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Damn.
You all right?
You just... Nostalgia.
Memories.
Yeah. Memories. It's all just memory. Ah.
Yo, bro.
I empathize with you. You are a good example of what happens when somebody is like... around lead walls when they grow up.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm joking.
Yeah. We gonna get into the next song, bro. The next song is Kevin Gates. The next song is Kevin Gates, Bad For Me. All right.
I ain't got no ego. I don't mind saluting him. Bad for me, yeah.
Ain't that DJ Charles over there?
Bad for me, yeah. Bad bitch, yeah, she talking to me. I got a bad feeling that she bad for me. He could try, he gon' die at the scene. I got a bad feeling that she bad for me. Bad bitch, yeah, she talking to me. I got a bad feeling that she bad for me. He could try, he gon' die at the scene. I got a bad feeling that she bad for me. Yeah. My plug daughter, guess we fell in love when we first met. Told me they gon' kill me if I ever make her upset. Love being choked on her throat, having real sex. She ain't had enough, yeah. How long she exotic, we ain't breaking up. If I ever disappoint her, I know how to make it up. Graduated from the block, kitchen horses. Dangerously in love, and I'm plugged with the cartel. Oh, I love you like I will. Feel like young blue, cause you mine still. Baby, tell me what the f*** they know about her love. Her love is a fire inside, and it's burning forever. Bad bitch, yeah, she talking to me. I got a bad feeling that she bad for me. He could try, he gon' die at the scene. I got a bad feeling that she bad for me. Bad bitch, yeah, she talking to me. I got a bad feeling that she bad for me. He could try, he gon' die at the scene. I got a bad feeling that she bad for me. Bounce on swag, shopping rodeo, designer tag, copping. Pop out, get out of line, put you on your back pockets. I admit it, I done took some sons from they mothers. Lord forgive me, they was gassed up by they brothers. Metric ton low, still dealing with a mother. Private jet status on the road, he riding sex. Now she said yes, daddy, touch your soul, looking back. Forever yours, you the best at it. No one loves you like I will. Feel like young blue, cause you mine still. Baby, tell me what the f they know about her love. Her love is a fire inside and it's burning forever. Bad bitch, yeah, she talking to me. I got a bad feeling that she bad for me. He could try, he gon' die at the scene. I got a bad feeling that she bad for me. Bad bitch, yeah, she talking to me. I got a bad feeling that she bad for me. He could try, he gon' die at the scene. I got a bad feeling that she bad for me, yeah. Our love is a fire inside and it's burning forever.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio. Broadcasting WGXE 90.7 FM.
WGXC. And we are back, and I'm Sean Money. Yeah!
Lincoln, you're in charge for sound effects now for the rest of the show. Bow. Whenever you feel like you gotta.
Bro,
help
why do
with
I?
An emotion, like you got you drum roll for. You know?
Has this ever happened? Has this ever
you can
happened?
Be the laugh track and go, ha 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 ha.
Has this ever happened to you? Has this ever happened to you? Okay, so right here, right?
Uh-huh.
I feel like my arm's just like trying to cramp and give out.
So maybe.
I mean, I think the best answer would be to cut. Your arm can't hurt like if you cut it off.
I need my hand. Where would it hurt?
If you cut your arm off, where would it hurt?
That's a theory I believe for so long. Like if you had like a if you broke like
how would you feel it if it's gone?
Oh no, you can actually feel it. Like legit, it's called a ghost. Limb or whatever. You can, like, feel it. Sometimes they'll wake up, like, people amputees, and they'll, like, feel their legs still there. Because it's, like, muscle memory.
Yeah, yeah, muscle memory.
Like, think of when you put on a ring for too long.
If you could be a fruit, what would it be?
A strawberry.
What's the most destructive fruit? What fruit can cause the most harm?
Bananas.
A cherry.
I'm a coconut.
Bananas. You could slip on them and...
But a cherry.
If I am a coconut, my one request would you do to just like throw me as hard as you can at somebody's head.
If I could make a game, I would make a game out of cherries.
Why? Explain this game. Come on, Shark Tank, right now. Me and Lincoln, you gotta say.
Okay.
Yep.
Hold on, wait.
So how much?
I got this. I got this. Right.
Shark Tank style. How much you offering in your company? Huh? Yeah. How many stocks?
How much are we gonna make from this? As a team.
Oh, okay. So,
and for that reason, I'm out.
He's like, just Shark Tank. There you go. That's what you get for Shark Tank.
What?
This is my offer. Shark Tank.
Brain isn't making sense of anything right now. Audience, if you're confused, you're not alone.
Yeah, I don't know, but it's different. Alright, so look. If you guys could either live in an underwater house.
I'd rather die in an underwater house.
Oh my god, that's so gruesome. That's so gruesome.
Isn't that the other option? Would you rather live in an underwater house or die in an underwater house, right?
No!
would you rather live in an underwater house or die in an above water house?
No! Would you rather live in an underwater house for the rest of your life?
Yo, bro. Oh, my phone. Finish your question. I'm sorry.
Nah, it's good.
All right. So, all right, here's what I was looking at.
What
happened? Oh, there it is.
Alright.
This is too loud.
What is this? That's why I turned
my... The intro to Shark Tank.
We're gonna get sued.
Facts.
No, we're not.
Copyright.
The music we play, we would've got sued already.
Nah.
You're just outing us.
Like, Agent Shahi reported for duty. Like...
It wasn't me.
Why does this sound so intense?
Sounds like the final boss in the play. I mean, in the game.
Okay, my $1 million idea is a game called Cherry. Mm-hmm. The game I am offering a share of my company for $1.2 thousand.
$1.2 thousand.
And the game is called Cherry Crusher.
Cherry Crusher.
And also, it's kind of like a BB game. So you put the cherries on the wall, and then you shoot cherries, and it pops it. And you teach us.
Bro, what?
Okay, so my game is called Cherry Popper. You could put it on a wall, or you could put it on the floor. Stomp on the cherry. Now, whatever color you get, if you get the gold cherry, right? Because all the cherries look the same. But if you crush it, there are different colors in it.
Okay, can I cut you off for a second?
Yeah.
No offense, right? But I feel like I went to a random word generator and just started clicking the mouse button. That's kind of...
Wow. So, but yeah, if you crush the cherry, right? If it's gold, you get money.
I like money.
What is the probability of there being a gold cherry?
I like money.
Seven.
No, it's 3.7.
Percent?
Percent chance.
Yeah.
That's not worth it. I'm not investing in your damn company.
So, like, do you gotta just stomp on cherries all day until you find a golden cherry? You
get, there's a pack, right? You get 5 cherries and 1 pack.
Is there any pack that has a guaranteed gold cherry?
Yeah. So this is just gambling. So,
and it's called the limited edition.
So I'm gonna buy. I'm gonna buy the pack to get guaranteed money.
That sounds like the lottery.
And then on top of that, but the one that you
buy. It sounds like you're trying to just sell me the lottery.
But the one that you buy, if the pack is gold, is not a guaranteed chance that there's a gold cherry inside.
Dude, this is literally, just explaining the lottery to us right now.
So if you think about it, if you throw the cherry upside down, right, and then you put it in ice cream, another cherry will come out, and then that will be the gold cherry.
No, leave. No.
I didn't understand a single thing you said, and for that reason, I'm out.
Yeah, for that reason, we do not accept your idea. Please exit quietly.
Okay, wait.
The
theory
if you had, like, a bunch of typewriters randomly typing.
Okay, look, I got another offer.
Do I want to? Go ahead.
Okay, so this offer, it's also, I want $2,500.
I'm already skeptical.
Look, for this little share, it's called the door stopper. So whenever someone, it's called the door stopper.
Bro, trying to sell us
look. So you know how, like, when people break into your house, they could just open your door or bust your door. With this little metal gadget on the floor, your door won't open. And all you have to do, it works from the inside.
So I could open my door. So you could open the door, but people can't open the door from the outside. But you could open it from the inside still.
Yeah. And when you leave, you also have keys, right? Obviously.
Speaking of leaving.
It sounds like you're just looking up on Wikipedia and you're just clicking on a random thing.
Look, I get it.
Hey, guys, I have this brilliant invention, right? Mm-hmm. It's this little thing that you screw into the ceiling and then you flick like a thing on the wall and then it like emits light.
Isn't that just a light bulb?
That's literally what you're doing to us. You just try to sell us the lottery and then a door stopper.
Okay, I got a better idea.
The things you sold us already exist. All
right, look, I got a better idea, right? The Shahi machine.
What's that?
Okay, it takes all of my quotes that I've ever said, right?
Mm-hmm.
Out of context or in context, whatever you want
to
do. Can I
buy it to throw it into the trash can?
That's so mean.
I mean, hey, that's okay, promoting business.
The Shahi machine takes all my quotes and everything I've ever said, funny, mean, or just straight rude, depending on how you program it.
I would buy that. That sounds pretty cool.
Also, right, it comes in a variety of different colors. Rainbow, green, solid black, camo, hot pink.
So, like,
and brown.
So you're just selling robots. That's pretty
cool. No. So it's kind
of
like
none of this hasn't been made before, but it's okay.
So it's kind of like a very small sound machine. Not like this, but it's kind of like, you know, like when you snap your fingers, right?
Yeah.
You could program it into this little chip on your finger.
Yeah.
And you snap your finger and the little button, right, that you snap, it goes through a wristband.
Yeah.
So Bluetooth. And it does quotes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Damn.
And I just want $100 for it.
I'll give you $20.
I'll give you,
like, for your whole company.
Oh, for my whole company.
So you said a share is $2,000.
No. A share is only $100.
Oh.
I'll buy the whole company for $20.
I'll buy the whole company for $101, so I'll start you off with some profit.
But my company's worth, like, $200.
So?
$25.
My highest offer, $101.01.
$15. I'm going down now.
And a pair of Balenciagas. Those ripped
up.
Destroyed Balenciagas.
If you gave me, like, your shoes, I would, like, give me all your money and your shoes. I'm just going to rob you.
I'm about to say, like, are you trying to get his company? Are you trying to get a fair trade or rob him?
No, I'm just going to rob him. I don't know how he even got here. I think he kind of snuck into the here.
No.
Like, you just kind of snuck into the Shark Tank, and you just kind of saw our props backstage. You started picking them up and then started trying to sell them to us.
Literally.
You saw, like, one, like the manager's lottery ticket, and you're like... Oh.
No.
Spit it out.
Song.
Fellas, I hope you got something in your cup. And ladies, don't be afraid to make your way to the stage for a band that I name Silk Sonic.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Steve Form.
Is there.
Sometimes.
I mean, I guess.
But not always.
All right, so... Oh, if you could be a...
A fish, how would you want your lips to look?
What is going on today?
Why?
I'm really confused.
Square?
All right, now, Frodo. All right, so let's say you was on a plane, right?
All
right. You had two choices.
All right.
I would jump off.
Yo, you need to hear the choices. You need to hear the choices.
All right, what are the choices?
All right, you either have to jump out of the plane.
I would jump out of the plane.
You either have to jump out of the plane into a body of water.
How far?
And hope, if you land in that water the wrong way, you will die.
Oh, okay.
That's all I'm gonna say.
Okay.
Right. So it's either that
or
spend 5 nights in that plane full of snakes.
How would I say no to both?
And then
how about I say no to both and then I say it's 6:30?
Oh.
You sounded so sad.
That works.
Are the snakes dangerous?
Nah, they just...
I could kill all of them.
Oh my god.
There's like 200 snakes, but none of them are poisonous.
I will become their ruler.
They're all anacondas, though.
I will take over the federal government with the power of snakes.
Go to the WGX. What if I just say to both of you guys, I'm sorry, it's 6:30.
For more information,
and then we
will be back after this 6:30 news and weather.
Etsy is closing its operations in Hudson in September, with its 40 employees switching to fully work at home. Quote, that's why we made the decision to close our physical office, transitioning our Hudson-based employees to our remote work mode. However, we remain deeply committed to the Hudson community. We are ensuring our employees are supported, able to work productively, and can still effectively collaborate with colleagues, unquote, said Etsy Chief Human Resources Officer Kim Seymour. Hudson Mayor Kamal Johnson was not happy about the decision. Quote, it's very disappointing and heartbreaking to learn the company will be leaving Hudson, unquote, Johnson said. Quote, we had been planning to partner with them on things like hiring and other issues, so this is a great loss for us, unquote. Employees had worked in the former Cannonball Factory building at 359-361 Columbia Street, which had been an art and performance space before Etsy moved there. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Ariel Zangla in the Daily Freeman compares the two Democrats running in the 19th congressional district in the August 23rd primary election. Jamie Chaney, 43, founded Proconga, a recruiting and consulting firm, and owns Falcons Field Farm in Dutchess County. She has a master's degree in business administration from Harvard University and a bachelor's degree in economics and political science from Yale University. Riley, 41, is an attorney and was general counsel to the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee. He has a Juris Doctor degree from Harvard Law School and a bachelor's degree from the College of William and Mary. Neither have run for office before, and the winner faces longtime Republican politician Mark Molinaro, who is now the Dutchess County Executive, but does not live inside the new 19th Congressional District. Quote, protecting reproductive rights, enacting meaningful gun reform, and addressing the everyday wallet issues are top priority for me, unquote, Cheney said in a prepared statement. Cheney also named passing the Women's Health Protection Act and expanding background checks for gun purchases and an assault weapons ban as priorities. Riley lists defending and strengthening democracy, revitalizing and strengthening the economy, cutting costs for working families, protecting the environment, and addressing health care as his priorities. Quote, our democracy is imperiled and we must protect and strengthen it, including by amending the Electoral Count Act to ensure peaceful transitions of power, restoring the Voting Rights Act to make it easier to vote, not harder, overturning Citizens United to fix our broken campaign finance system, and ending partisan gerrymandering, unquote, Riley said in a prepared statement. I've argued in federal court, and I believe in my heart and soul that health care should be a civil right in America, not something that bankrupts so many families, unquote, Riley said. Quote, we must restore women's access to abortion, improve access to health care in rural communities, and invest in mental health services, unquote. Cheney also mentioned pocketbook issues. Quote, we also need to help our working families who are getting crushed by inflation, unquote, Cheney said. Quote, this includes lowering the Medicare age from 65 to 60, increasing Social Security payouts, and bringing back the expanded child tax credit, unquote. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Andrea Macko reports for Porcupine Soup that two developers have made proposals to build a hotel at Exit 21 on I-87 in Catskill. Quote, we are in the process of reviewing two hotel developer proposals, unquote, IDA Executive Director April Ernst said at the agency's June 16th board meeting. Quote, we have requested more information from both of them, unquote. County agencies took other action to develop the location as a business hub. At a special meeting on July 6th, the Greene County Legislature unanimously approved the sale of 2.216 acres of surplus property on Route 23B for $1 to the Greene Local Development Corporation, a nonprofit subsidiary of the Greene County Industrial Development Agency. Greene County lost money on that deal as they bought the property last year from the New York State Thruway Authority for $421,100. Meanwhile, Greene County officials are also working with Central Hudson Gas and Electric Corporation to extend natural gas service from Jefferson Heights to the sites they would like to see developed near the interstate entrance. Read more about this story at Porcupine Soup. And read more about any of these stories in the WGXC newsroom at WGXC.org.
Yo, hi, what's up? I am with
DJ Ricky
and
DJ Cola.
And I am DJ Tom Money, your sound engineer.
Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio 90.7 FM WGXC.
Right. Let's see. So what we got,
Amen. Amen. Before we get started, how was y'all week, man?
That's a good question. I mean, kind of up and down, but I would say pretty good. I'd rate it a solid 7.5 out of 10.
I'm going to lie, my week went all right.
Maybe like a solid.
Which was more fun. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No worries. Yeah. How's your week been? A little
pretty
on the boring
pretty
side?
Pretty garbage. Straight garbage.
Why is that?
Straight garbage.
That?
Just garbage. Yeah.
Well, I hope that it gets better soon, my friend.
Yeah, I do too.
I feel for you.
I haven't been able to go to football practice. Kind of miss it. I think I went, I went yesterday.
Ooh, speaking of football, you're going to see me this year, boy.
Your school don't even got a team.
Ooh.
Oh.
Yeah, I heard through the grapevine.
But y'all the same team that prepares to play my team and trains OD hard to play my team every year.
Half of the time, we don't even be trying for your team.
Bro, you're not even first string, bro. Sit down. You're not even first string.
What are you trying to say? What are you trying to say about that?
You're not good.
I am good. I'm starting.
On the modified team?
No, varsity.
Straight modified.
Big straight varsity.
You 17, you are modified.
You couldn't deal with football. You're a ball player. Stay in your lane, buddy. Mm-hmm. I've played both sports. I could talk. You ain't. Word.
That's what I
Word.
This is getting hostile. What's about to break out?
Nah, it's not getting hostile.
There's some beef here.
Yeah.
You want to go shoulder to shoulder after this? After this?
Yes.
Shake on it. What's up?
But yeah, you see. Okay, so this year, I found out that your school, one, went down a seed. Also, I found out we won't be playing your school this year, sadly. It's kind of very sad.
First of all, you go to Ravenna. Sit down.
Nah, I don't. I don't.
Damn.
I don't.
Sit down.
Whoa, that's kind of like...
Yup.
Are you
fed. Fed. Yup. Certified.
I don't go there, sir.
Oh.
I live in Hudson, New York.
Bro, you just doxed yourself to like how many people?
Nah, that's true. Nah, that's wild. Nah, but you want to know why it doesn't matter? Because majority of our radio shows are either in Catskill or Hudson. So they had to know I was even in one.
That's a good point. For everybody out there, Shahi's exact address is...
No, that's wild.
No, I'm just playing.
That's wild.
Go give him a visit. He loves his fans.
Yeah, I love my fans. Hit him with an uppercut. anyways.
Nah, because I feel like... The only thing about football is, if I get hit too hard, I'm not gonna want to be friendly no more. You're not gonna want to be friendly to begin with. But I'm saying, I'm gonna want to fight you. I don't care if we're on the football field. I don't care if I get suspended from school. If you truck me and I fall, and that stuff really hurt. I gotta at least like hit you in the helmet or something.
Nah, if it came down to like
I've seen that happen.
Fight, if it came down to a fight, I would put my money on Shahi.
I've seen it happen. Like during my football season, like a kid was just like doing crazy, and one of my teammates just grabbed him by his helmet.
Bruh.
I mean, my fault. It was all the way around. The other person grabbed my teammate by his helmet.
And what did you ain't slide for him?
Oh yeah, I did. It was a straight ball brawl on the field.
Damn. How come I hear about it?
Probably did. It was an away game.
Oh.
I don't remember what team it was, but it was an away game.
So that Catskill versus Hudson game going to be crazy though, huh?
I mean. Last time I remembered, last year, your cheerleader started cheering for our team.
That's because our cheerleader... Never mind. Come on. I can't see that.
So, that's all I'm going to say.
Huh?
You can't say it. So, just remember, we won. I do remember we won. I'm very happy for this season. Can't wait for this season. But something also I can't wait for is a song.
And which is?
Kendrick Lamar. N95.
Yeah, go ahead and play that for me, my boy.
All right, I got you.
Hello, new world, all the boys and girls. I got some true stories to tell. You're back outside, but they still lied. Whoa, yeah.
Take off the foo-foo. Take off the cloud chase. Take off the Wi-Fi. Take off the money phone. Take off the car loan. Take off the flex and the white loss. Take off the weird-ass jewelry. I'ma take 10 steps, then I'm taking off top off. Take off some fabricated streams and the microwave memes. It's a real world outside. Take off your idols. Take off the runway. Take off the Cairo. Take off the Sandro Pay. 5 days stay. Take off for the meal. Hella final. Take off the fuck flag. Take off reception. Take off the cop with the iPad. Take off the allure. Take off the unsure. Take off the decisions I lack. Take off the fake deep. Take off the fake woke. Take off the humble. I care. Take off the gossip. Take off the new logic. That if I'm rich, I'm real. Take off the shirt nail. Take off the doge. Take off the broken bag. Take all that designer. Off and what do you have?
You ugliest. You out of pocket. Two ATMs. You stepping to what?
You out of pocket.
Who you think they talk about? Talk about us.
You out of pocket.
Who you think they coming up on us?
The world in a panic, the women is stranded, the men on the run. The profits are vanished, the law take advantage. The market is crashing, the industry wants. Sleep in the box while they making a mockery following us. This ain't monopoly, watch it for love. This ain't monogamy, y'all getting jumping on what the hell is that? I gotta relax when I feel. All my descendants, they come in my sleep and say I am too real. I'm done with the sensitive, taking it personal. Done with the black and the white, the wrong and the right. You hoping for change and miracles. I know the feelings that came with burials, cries.
You ugliest.
You out of pocket.
Two ATMs, you stepping to what?
You out of pocket.
Who you think they talk about us?
You out of pocket.
Who you think they coming up us?
Serving up a look, dancing in a drop. Hello to the big step, but never lose a count. Venting in the safe house. Venting in the safe
Can I fit out my truth? I got nothing to lose. I got problems and fools. I can swim with my fate. Cameras moving whenever I'm moving. The family suing whatever I make. Murder is stacking. The president acting. The government taxing my funds in the bank. Homies ejecting the fence when I'm wrecking. Look at my reaction. My pupils on skates. Hold up, hold up.
Let's think about this for a second. Tell me what you would do for a steady. We show your show no credit. We show your bro for leverage.
What a hypocrite said. What community feel they the only ones relevant? What a hypocrite said. What community feel they the only ones relevant?
You out of pocket, me, you out of pocket. You entertain the mediocre, need to stop. You entertaining old friends when they talk. What your life like, you got.
What the f*** is council culture, dawg? Say what I want about you, I'm like overdog. I treat you crackers like I'm Jigga, watch I own it all. Oh, you worry about a critic, that ain't protocol. If you're a homeowner in New York and you're...
Hello. Hi. Whoa. Hey. Hi.
Hello, everybody.
I was just saying. So, but like I was saying, though, did y'all like that song, Kendrick Lamar? No, it was kind of, it was all right.
I have to say, I like his other stuff on that album really? More. But, nah, still fire, still fire.
No, go lie, I'm not tired.
I don't think there's an L's.
I don't think he took, like, many L's on the album at all.
Think you funny? You think you hate? That was so funny.
That's really my man's right now. That's really my brother. We just be playing like this. So don't think we actually taking this seriously. I mean, we really is going shoulder to shoulder after this.
Oh, yeah,
but
most
other
definitely.
Than that, we cool. Like, this is my
most,
son.
Most
like,
definitely. Most
we
definitely.
Good, but,
I'm not going to lie. I'm dead. I'm tired.
Nah, I don't know what these guys are talking about. A second ago, they were just planning to, like, really throw down. Like, Shahi said something about bringing a knife.
We work for 911.
Word.
No, Joe.
What? How about we both just both get you?
Hey, hello, everybody. Wow. So I think I'm going to be leaving a bit.
I think it's time for me to go.
I think it's time. I'm going to get a head start while these guys finish the show.
Hey, wait. No, don't leave. We need you. We need you.
Yeah, for what? Yeah.
Stop asking.
Okay.
Just stop asking. Mm-hmm. You're fine.
I'm fine?
You're fine.
Yeah, I'm fine. Right? Yeah.
Hey, don't be lame.
Turn out fine.
Please get these... What? Say it again. Yeah, I got you. So, by the way, people, it's 6:46. I just want to say thank you. Thank you for listening. If you vibe in, dive in. Hope you had a good day. Feel me? We're going to get to some more songs up. Feel me? Type word.
But you gotta keep your head up.
Staring at this lace front. Oh, you're getting in it, man. I dog that was tragic. How you start a word, then get caught. In my pants, but a light dub. Don't tempt me, I'll leave it in this nightclub. Either the drugs or your got you hyped up. But that's gonna be the reason your don't get chopped up. No, no, shot that.
Oh my god, I still forgot. Cause they ain't nothing, now they look like they got knocked up. Oh, but you gotta keep that up.
She's like stupid with the head, call her side up. I just blow it and I black out like a light bulb. I know I've been distant trying to keep from getting locked up. Just trying to get my people some.
Alright, so I got a question. Roddy
Rich, got no, so.
What's your favorite color?
Got the 4-5, like that's 9 it. Bucks. Who the f*** you look right. Trying to size up. Get your stupid hot pink.
Green. We all know green.
The green mean lean machine.
Y'all ever watch Power Rangers or like Ninja Turtles?
Bro, I watch both.
If y'all could be like a Power Ranger or a Ninja Turtle, what would it be?
The Golden Power Ranger. That's the strongest Power Ranger.
I forgot about the Golden Power Ranger.
Maine's just going with the strongest one. How boring. Nah. I'm going with the oh my god, I forgot his name. The smart Ninja Turtle with the purple headband.
Donatello.
Thank you, my friend. Donatello, he's smart, bro. I'm just about to, like, go out and start a business.
I guess.
I think I would be, like, Master Splinter.
Bro, I said Ninja Turtle.
You said Ninja Turtles. Have I watched Ninja Turtles?
Bro, he ain't a turtle.
I know he ain't.
Bro, he a rat.
Word.
Have you never watched...
No, I haven't watched it in like 8 years.
What about
you know when you give me off that Henny, I mix up. You know when I get all finish. That yeah, I mix up.
What's the point of telling me you never gonna you ever watch Pokemon?
Yeah.
You could be a Pokemon, would it be? If I could, like starter Pokemon.
If I could be a starter Pokemon.
Pikachu? Cause who really messing with Pikachu? Let's talk about
you're right, you're right.
Let's talk about
you're right, you're right. What about you?
I don't know. I definitely got to pick one that can fly. Like Charizard, I guess.
That's not a starter Pokemon.
Charmander, he'll evolve. I'll evolve eventually.
Okay,
No, no, wait, hold on.
I know what I'm moving.
You know that one Grass Owl?
I already know.
Grass Owl?
Rallet. Yeah, he's a newer generation, bro. He can fly. There you go.
I've never heard of him.
I'll be an owl. That's sick.
Imagine if your starter Pokemon was Mew.
You just win. You just win. Like, you don't even got to try.
It's like Mew.
Psychic.
Do you?
You psychic attack. Go!
You just spam the same attack throughout the whole run.
No, I'm not gonna lie.
But then you run out of pee-pee.
Literally, that's what it's called. It's literally called that. In Pokemon games.
Yeah, your moves. Called. I think it stands for power points.
Yeah.
If you could have a star named after you, what would it be? Like, what would it be called?
If I could have a star named after me, what would it be called? Me? Bro, what's my name? If it's named after me,
I mean,
it's my name, right?
That's not...
Right?
That's not what I mean. That's not what I meant. I was saying, like, if you could have a star, be like, if you had a star,
what
would you name it? Yeah.
Felix. Because Fix It Felix from Wreck-It Ralph fixes everything. So I feel like if I name that star Felix, and you get the reference, that star could fix anything as well.
What about you?
I'm putting a lot of thought into this one. I would name it The. That way when people were talking about it, they would say The Star. The Star. And it would get confusing. That'd be funny.
Yeah. Do you have a stuttering problem? No, that's the name.
That's the name.
The Star.
The Star. This name is something to mess with everybody.
I would call it Planet.
You call it Planet?
Planet Star?
Star Planet.
Star Planet coming next. Okay. Star Planet?
The Star Planet has just blown up.
Big L.
Elon Musk, buy me another star. Bigger star. Buy me the sun.
Bigger is better.
Buy him the
Buy me sun? The sun. Buy me the sun. The sun is a star. Oh.
The sad part is we will never touch the sun.
The sun may be the brightest star, but you, darling, you're the stone shower.
The sun is much less hotter than what it used to be.
I know. It's like the closest or whatever. It's the closest star. I almost just said,
would you ever be a green lantern?
Or a lantern? I'm so confused.
Nah. I mean, actually, yeah.
Because you know, like, there's, like, multiple
lanterns.
They can
just transform into everything.
Nah, I ain't messing with that.
Like, I'll transform into a car.
There's, like, mad lanterns. Like you could, there's, what are there, red? I think there's red.
Oh, like, I just purple. Know green.
There, okay, so there's green.
Like, it just wants to be a car, man. That's really his dream.
No, but look.
Would you rather be a car?
I remember playing Injustice and Green Lantern's, like, opening line was... There are many of us, or something like that.
Now his opening line, he just comes off, I can turn into a car.
Willpower.
Wait, what did you say?
Willpower.
Willpower.
Hey, you can always turn it. Wait, if you could turn into anything, what would it be?
If I could turn into anything?
It's like anything. A drink, a food, dirt. Why? Hey, I'm not.
I live forever.
I'm not. Dirt? No, dirt does not live forever.
I would turn.
There's dirt everywhere on the planet.
Okay, but you're only a specific amount of dirt.
Dirt is non-living. Dirt is non-living.
But yeah, you're just there.
Bro, you can't even.
Okay, I'll be a kangaroo.
Can I be a tree?
Yeah, that's living.
I'll be a
kangaroo.
And
it grows.
I'll
be a what?
I'll be a kangaroo.
Kangaroo? Damn, so you just gonna let somebody walk up to you and slap you? Like that one dude did
in
that video?
I got hands.
And feet.
I'll transform
in a pouch.
Where?
Wait, so is it anything?
Yeah.
I will turn into a black hole.
That's taking smart.
I'm taking everybody out with me.
I don't think you would take yourself
out. I know who
out.
I know who I'm
Wait,
turning
black
into.
Black holes consume themselves too?
Yeah. It can.
I'm taking everybody out with me.
I know I'm turning into.
What?
Spider-Man. Captain Planet.
Captain Planet.
Save the planet. You're our hero, Captain Planet.
Bro.
I'm turning into.
You gotta save the planet for us.
Save the turtles.
I'm turning into a green Power Ranger. Go, go, Power Rangers!
I'm not gonna lie. I don't even, like. I haven't watched Power Rangers in so long that I'm not. Wait! I feel like Power Rangers and Ninjago are pretty much like.
Oh my god, that's kind of
close.
Ninjago.
Except Power Rangers,
hard.
They literally have like realistic.
Nah, Ninjago hits harder for me.
Nah, Ninjago. Ninjago was Ninja. It.
I remember, little 7 year old me knew who the Green Ninja was the whole time.
I did too.
I thought the Green Ninja was they master.
I'm
not gonna lie.
I knew it.
I thought the Green Ninja was gonna be the Red Ninja.
Lame. Bad reasoning.
The Black Ninja.
Oh my god.
I feel like they should have incorporated
that. Cool. Who was your favorite? Mine was Zane.
Mine was Jay. Because I like the name Jay. I used to be obsessed with the name Jay.
I mean, if you could just have like any power, like elemental power, like ice, water, what would you pick?
I would have fire.
My favorite was the light blue ninja.
That's Jay.
No, it was the girl. It was this,
Oh, I forgot her name. It was like Chung Ching. I mean, like, no, that's Chun-Li. Never mind. That's Chun-Li. I'm thinking about the wrong show.
Why did you look up Nikocado
Avocado? I'm exposing you. Why did you look up Nikocado
Avocado? What's
was,
up with you?
I was really having, like,
spit it out. You can do it.
I was having a slow moment.
There you go.
And I didn't know how to spell Ninjago.
Oh, okay. Nikocado instead of Ninjago?
I just put,
like, how do you even do that?
I just put N-I-K. And it, no, I just put N-I, and it popped up with him.
Oh, okay.
A word?
Yeah. Oh, by the way, it's 6:56. I didn't want to say, I'm happy that we had you, and I'm happy that you guys got to listen to us.
I'm happy that you guys saw the weird side of Clubhouse employees. Today's show was very different. That's all I have to say.
Yeah, it was just kind of out there. I don't know why. We're all just in a laughing mood.
Yeah.
Bro, when we had the mic.
A very.
Am I the only one that didn't like the Ninjago movie as soon as I seen it? I never even watched it.
Don't even remember.
What movie? Let me see.
They made like a Ninjago movie. And it was completely different.
So.
Hated every moment of it. And I didn't watch it. I just hated it the way it looked.
Wow. Judging the book by
Wait, weren't there, wasn't like their biggest enemy a group of snakes?
Snakes on a plane?
Dead away.
Right? Like, I'm not 100% sure, but I'm pretty sure.
Boy, turn that down. So, you're looking at your watches. You're looking at your clocks. You're looking at whatever you're looking at. And if you're not, I'm here to tell you. Why are you playing the ninja? Okay, we're closing to the Ninjago theme, guys. We're ninjas now. I never thought I'd be doing this with my life. Never. Never would I thought I'd be on the radio listening to Lego Ninjago, but...
Sensei Wu.
We gotta close up. We had a great time talking to you.
Remember, all views expressed on Clubhouse are our truth and may or may not represent the opinions of the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green.
Yeah, we're our own people.
Yes.
We're our own just straight-up vibing... Ninjago theme. We hope you all have a great day.
My fault. Okay. Now, since we all have it up, right? If you could be red, black, white, or blue of the original season.
Kai.
Kai. His name was Kai.
Which one has the ice power? Zane, right?
Zane.
I want the ice power.
Wait. We didn't have Lloyd yet.
My son Zane?
Zane. He's found out that Zane was a robot.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, that robot gave pain.
Okay. This is when we found out. So this is when we found out about Lloyd, the Green Ninja. I guess he was supposed to be the most powerful one.
So that's your favorite?
I'll be green.
Wasn't his like power just like green fire?
It was something.
It was literally just fire, but green.
And his dad became evil or something.
I don't know, man. This is all like...
Or is this him?
This is all like hidden memories within
like,
my
this
brain.
This is like from like 2011.
You're pulling out memories I didn't even know I had. Bro, yeah. No, yeah, we were five. How you expect us to remember this?
Oh, and then Wood became older.
So you're looking at your clocks. You're looking at your watches.
You're looking at the time.
You're looking at Lego Ninjago.
Word! Are you hearing Lego Ninjago?
You're hearing Lego Ninjago. That's what we're going to close to. I mean, what a great way to end this chaotic
word.
Show. Like,
Lego Ninjago was really...
I don't think we could